Hey, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world today. I'm excited to share with you that this podcast has now been downloaded in 34 different countries. And I just want to let you know how grateful I am for that. Very exciting. Just a simple daily message. My only intent and desire is to encourage somebody wherever they are in the world and wherever they are in their lives and what they're going through. So, we're glad you're here today. 0 to 60 starts now. How to stop living your life on autopilot. You know what autopilot is. The plane takes off, positive rate, the landing gear goes up, and not long after, most of the time, the pilot or the captain will hit the button and turn on autopilot. And then the airplane just begins to fly itself. They're actually not flying it. A computer is. Well, what if your life is like this too? Or your relationships? Here are three simple steps that I think you can do that will help get your life off of autopilot. Number one, stop and smell the roses. No, wait. Hang on. Stay with me. Literally. Take the time to notice all the little things around you that you always used to look at when you were 6 years old. Start acting like you're six again when it comes to your surroundings. Number two, think about your short-term and long-term goals. Do you still have those? And if so, have you written them down? Think about what it is you want to accomplish today or next week or in a year. Number three, remember your relationships. When was the last time you did something new with him or her or your child or your parents? When was the last time you even wanted to? Start thinking about your relationships. Finally, I just want to share with you, if you're on autopilot, there's probably a reason why. And this is the reason. Your life is out of balance. It's either too stressful, too complicated, too boring, or you've surrounded your life with the routine. Take a day this week and really think about your life, your relationships. How can you shake these things up? How can you make them more interesting? How can you get back in balance and live an exciting life again? Hey, listen, everybody. Know that I care for you and I believe in you. Have a great day and know that great things are coming your way.